Sunday It's Weekend. It's the Sunday edition, and we're into the second hour. I'm Rick Pruff and my co-host, Stacy Domalski. And we're here with a film in the U.S. documentary competition. The director is Kim Snyder, and since the picture is called Newtown, people can guess, I think, what the topic here is. But this is about a community in the wake of a tragedy. Is that right, Kim?
That's right. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So are you, I mean, as the documentary filmmaker, usually there is a deep emotional, passionate connection when somebody wants to make a film about a particular event or time in history. What was the passion behind you wanting to make a documentary called and about Newtown?
Well, I in some ways, and landed there. I didn't chase this story at all. The last film I did also was about a community, but involved issues of immigration,
right,
in a small town. And so this was not new to me, the idea of community as character. But a producing partner landed me up in Newtown, who was doing some exploration and had some connections up there early on, and some short form content. And mm-hmm. So I went up to help them out reluctantly, honestly. There was just such a media frenzy. Never really thought I would be making a long form documentary. And little by little started to build relationships and trust. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a town of 28,000 people. And so I organically started to make connections and relationships with a number of interconnected fates in mm-hmm. town. And there's so many stories there, but I've been able to render some of those stories.
So you talked to many of the people who were involved that day directly there? And
sure. The film is really a collective story. Okay. That at the epicenter is three of the 26 families that were affected are in the film, who lost children. And along with them are voices of teachers and the local priest and first responder on the scene, EMT worker. And just, I was very interested in looking at the face of an entire community through these different lenses.
Mm-hmm. So through the human element of coming in from the, I don't want to use the word character, but from the people perspective rather than a political perspective.
Yes, it's really a human portrait of what happens in the aftermath, in the wake, as you said, of these kinds of incidents, and really what happens even 2 to 3 years after the media, the bulk of the media has moved on to the next, sadly, the next incident, and what a community looks like in terms of the real psychological fabric and how it begins to remend.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how you developed the relationship to get to know these people, to let them know that to distinguish yourself from, as you said, the media that's helicoptering in and getting reactions and comments, and then they're off to the next thing. But how do you say, you know,
build trust?
No. Yeah, it was a long and careful process. I didn't even speak to the first of these families for, I don't know, 8-9 months until after I started. I had made some nice relationships in the interfaith community, and it really involved a lot of off camera talking about mutual exploration, mm-hmm. That I didn't really have an agenda other than to try to tell some truthful story of what aftermath looks like. And it was shared ideas about what might be interesting to explore, really. Mm-hmm. But it did take a lot of incredible trust, which became just such an honor for me to be able to be entrusted with those precious stories. A lot of these people had never, some of them had spoken to media early on, and many hadn't. And it was a lot of unlearning of what the news is like and how these kind of quick, mm-hmm. one-time interviews that, you know, and I think the media handled it you know, covered it really well in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. So, but it's just how long form documentary over time is just a completely different.
It's a different animal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have any of the people involved in your film seen the film?
Yes, I have. Three of the families that are in the film are here in Park City for our premiere today, and I did, you know, like so many filmmakers, I finished the film
yesterday.
Yeah, you know, hours, I guess you could say, right before. But I did feel in those 48 hours that it was important to go up and just very privately show a few of the people in the film. So they were able to see that before seeing it in public today, if they choose to do that.
Mm-hmm. And they were. What was the reaction?
It was one of the more profound,
I bet,
evenings I've had in a long time. I'm still processing it. It was incredibly emotional, but also very, very hard to put words on. It was very relieving to know that they felt respect, that it was very respectful, and that they felt that the film in some way captured some essence of what they have been through, and that they felt heard and seen in this, and that their children in these with these particular three families felt that it was honoring them in some way.
Mm.
So it was
that must have made you feel.
And the additional thing is they were also seeing it along with some people who were very much affected, who either were there that day, like a first responder or a next door neighbor. And to have those people in a room, I mean, it was sort of some things happened that had never happened in that space. That was very healing, I think.
Mm-hmm. In making the film, did you get any sense of, is there such a thing as kind of a regional character of that area, of that town, or the type of people that is there some commonalities that you sensed?
Yeah, I mean, you hate to generalize. Newtown, on one hand, is only an hour and 20 minutes away from New York City, but it is small and has its roots in a very tightly knit, proud New England, you know, caricature that looks like it could be right out of a Norman Rockwell photo. I mean, it's just a beautiful place, and really does look like every town, small America, with its flagpole in the middle. And so I think that this essence of stoicism, walking through this with dignity, not wanting to be victimized, mm-hmm. and othered so much, and really having a very challenging time to negotiate how much collectively to move on, and how much to that it's necessary to look back and acknowledge what's happened. And I don't think everybody obviously feels the same mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm. That's hard about any tragedy. I mean, you know, Pearl Harbor, or is that you don't want to forget, but you don't want to, because you want to honor it, but you don't want to sensationalize it. And it is a balancing act. It is definitely, that's why I was very interested to know for your point of view, how you came in on it. And I want to see it. It's, I like the idea that it does come from a human standpoint.
Mm. And I also think it really speaks to, it's very universal, because it speaks to grief. I mean, we all mm-hmm. have to negotiate that every time we lose someone we love. Mm-hmm. You know, when you feel, you know, the guilt that comes around needing to move on, when you also want so desperately to remember and to attach yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially this type, because if you have an elderly parent who is ill and they're on their way out, you're preparing yourself. But, you know, these families are going, this is not what I thought I would be doing in January of 2016, you know, X amount of years ago. They just didn't. And so when guilt is forced upon you, I mean, because you didn't think you would ever be in that position today, it is hard to deal with.
Yeah, and I think that was a balancing act for me as a filmmaker. Was in the same breath to respect that this was something so different and extraordinary that most of us, it's so unthinkable, could never even imagine walking through as an individual or a community. but at the same time to tell a story that didn't other them so much that we couldn't feel a universal connection to it on just a level of trauma and grief. Mm-hmm. So that's what I tried to do, and to, you know, in essence, have a film that speaks to the idea of community, that we sort of all have to have one another's backs. Mm-hmm. And it's not okay to look away from this. It's just happening too often.
Mm-hmm. Is there a... getting in touch with this community, is there a majority of them saying, well, as far as solutions, we favor this socially or this political change, or a lot of different ideas?
I think Newtown's like many, many places in the country that has just a real range of feelings and opinions, and this film in no way can render all of those. And the point of this film was not to be, you know, a Newtown divided kind mm-hmm. of a movie, so to speak. I think that a lot of people do want to see change. It's just a matter of how do you define that, and what does it look like? Yeah. And are we talking about strengthening, you know, preventative mental health care? Are we talking about gun reform? I mean, it's the whole bag of this huge conversation that we find ourselves in the midst of right now.
Yeah, and going around during the festival, I mean, I've just seen fleetingly on the net, the news of a school shooting in Canada. Have you heard about that in your group? Any reaction to that news?
I haven't. I'll be connecting with some of our families this morning, but I know that each time there's news of anything like this, it completely re-traumatizes not only them and the community of Newtown, but most victim communities around the country experience that, because they just know all too well what this community is about to walk through for a long time and how their lives are going to be forever changed.
The first showing for Newtown, it looks like it's at the Temple Theater today at 3 o'clock, and you're over at Redstone on Monday, The Mark on Thursday, Holiday Vote Cinema on Friday, and you get down to Salt Lake at the Rose Wagner Center on Saturday. And so, Kim Snyder, director of Newtown, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jake Doyleney with New Park Terrace and Crandall Capital, newest supporter of KPCW. New Park Terrace is a 60-townhome, whole-ownership condominium project with Swanner Nature Preserve and local ski resort views, located in the heart of New Park Town Center. More information can be found at newparkterrace.com or 640-5212.